turn me against Litvak, exactly what so many current and former Disney executives have told me happened to them. By the time we reach the ABC building on West 67th, Eisner's cheerful mood has returned. He's eager to tell me about a recent animation meeting similar to the one I attended the previous summer. We had two fabulous ideas, he says. One is a documentary, a mockumentary really, with animals talking. You interview a wolf, a cow, a prairie dog. I've been talking about wolves, something with wolves, but it always sounded like Rin Tin Tin. But then I thought of Best in Show, a mockumentary about dog owners by Christopher Guest. And I thought, an animal mockumentary. Eisner sounds genuinely excited. Two, I've always loved White Christmas. You save the lodge with a show. Here you've got a circus going under. The animals put on a show, a benefit. We've totally refocused animation, Eisner continues as he gets out of the SUV. I brought all the best animators, Glenn Keane, everybody, into the office last Wednesday. I said they weren't leaving until we had two great ideas, and I'd stay as long as it took. It took an hour, Eisner says, as he heads into the building. That evening I join Eisner, his assistant Chris Curtin, and Mooka for dinner at West, O-U-E-S-T, a hot restaurant on the Upper West Side. I've noticed that Eisner gets reservations anywhere on short notice, which reminds me of the anecdote in which Ovitz was able to book a table at Morton's when Eisner couldn't. Eisner is, as usual, good company at dinner, though it's difficult to interview him as he hops conversationally from one topic to another. But tonight he's prepared to discuss the September 24th board meeting at which Gold threw down the gauntlet. The background, he explains, is that Disney faced a perfect storm, the beginning of a recession, September 11th, the Iraq War, aging ABC programs, having to spend $9 billion for the NFL football package. This gave my enemies for 15 years the pleasure of a fall. Then Sid Bass had to sell his Disney stake. People got caught in the bubble, Eisner observes. Sid Bass was brilliant. I hope I can be so graceful. It was financially devastating for him. Not for a moment was anyone blamed. After Gold's presentation to the board, Eisner says, I presented to the board the real situation, division by division. I had to reinvent the movie business. I had to promise the board I would run it personally. Nina and Dick could handle it day to day, but I would decide what to make. I promised the board. Anyway, he continues, the perfect storm. I've been there before so many times since the 1960s. All my children, no one was watching. Bad press. There were rumors I was going to be fired 3 weeks after I got to Paramount. I've been there walking the plank, on the cover of Time, both ends. It's ludicrous. Still, the board meeting was a new experience. Stanley was the one board member against me. Ray Watson told me Stanley was unhappy I didn't make him president. As long as I've been doing this, criticism doesn't bother me. I read a review every morning. Everyone's an expert. Even my kid calls up. What were you thinking? I don't care. I was invigorated by the rebirth we had to do. It's fun to go from the floor to the ceiling. When someone